So this guy was there. You know, in 1939, he was in the stands selling peanuts. On Lou Gehrig Day, he was there. I mean, that, you know Lou Gehrig, right? Gary Cooper, pride of the Yankees. So this guy, Vacky. I mean, is that a name, right? Vacky. I never heard a name like that. He's been a peanut vendor in Yankee Stadium since he's 15. I mean, he's got stories that'll just kill you. In 1960, ready for this? 1960, he and Yogi Berra went to see The Sound of Music together. I mean, that's... Hey, you're not even listening.
I am listening.
What'd I say?
You were talking for a month.
Yeah. About what?
About some Gary Cooper movie and how it was nuts to compare it to The Sound of Music.
It's just so wrong.
I'm sorry, all right? I'm in a major work mode here. My meeting's tomorrow.
You know, PBS buys my documentary. That's gonna put me in a whole new category.
If I have this account, it's gonna put me in a whole new office with windows.
Oh, look at this face. I mean, that's a face that's seen a lot of history.
DiMaggio drove a Buick. Hated it. You know why he kept it? Because she liked it. Marilyn Monroe.
Honey, please?
No, wait. We just gotta see this. Look at it.
Get your peanuts here. Get your peanuts here. Oh, yeah. I was the first. I mean, a lot of guys said, get your peanuts here, but I was the first to do it as one word.
So anyway, it turns out PBS is doing this whole thing on the 70th anniversary of Yankee Stadium, you know, the house that Ruth built.
Ruth who?
Gordon. Ruth Gordon built Yankee Stadium. You're not paying attention.
And you're being incredibly self-involved.
If I'm so self-involved, how come I'm making you a cup of tea?
I don't want a cup of tea.
Maybe I do.
Must everything revolve around you?
Start my heart as much as you. Let's take each other's hand as we jump into the final frontier. Mad about you, baby. Yeah.
You know what I like about you, Murray? You listen. You pay attention. You know, you care that I make documentaries, which is ironic, because that's something your people can't even do.
Rick. This is Jamie. I just realized you never gave me my media kit for the Computron pitch.
Because you have no thumbs. You see, that's like a big structural flaw. You'll find that most documentaries are made by your higher primates, while your people, you just sniff each other socially.
I don't want to hear it, Rick. Just drag your disorganized butt out of bed and fax it to me right now.
Wow. Wow, I have never been more scared in my life.
What?
You spoke very harshly to your underling.
I happen to be under a lot of pressure.
Hey, I know that.
No, you don't. It doesn't involve you directly. You're not interested.
I'm not interested. How can you say that?
Tell me the name of this account that I've been trying to nail for the last 3 months.
What is this, a pop quiz?
Tell me.
Must I constantly prove my love to you? What?
You have no idea what I do.
I don't know you're in public relations.
Which means I do what?
Means you relate. Publicly.
You're an embarrassment to husbands everywhere.
Oh, like you really know what I do?
I do.
Oh, no, you think you do.
You set a budget, book the crew, scout locations, schedule edit time, rush a video master to your client moments before your deadline.
Well, if I work so hard, what do you got to fight with me for?
Hate tea. I'm gonna make a pot of coffee. Phone!
If I'm saying it's the phone, why won't you believe me? What's my motive to lie?
Hello, Dr. Devineaux.
That was like 9 rings. I thought somebody tied you up in a closet.
No, that could never happen in this apartment because we have a security system. However, in the foyer,
there's this blind spot.
Mark, I don't have a lot of time.
Ooh, wait. Ryan wants to say hello. Ryan, Uncle Paul wants to say hello.
You're not my uncle.
That's very true, Ryan. Okay, bye-bye.
Ernie caught a mosquito.
Ah, good for them. Okay, put Daddy on.
Mommy made cereal.
Well, your mother's a fine homemaker.
Do your song.
Do you know the Muffin Man?
No, Sean. Ryan.
Ryan, I'll give you $1,000 to put your daddy on.
Ryan,
the Muffin Man's dead.
What's the matter with Ryan?
I don't know. He just started crying. You should have that checked. Listen, I got a quick question for you. When Fran had Jamie's job, what did she do?
Same thing that Jamie does.
Specifically?
I don't know. I never asked her.
Ask her now.
Why don't you just ask Jamie what she does?
I can't do it, because then she'll think I don't know.
Fran!
And don't tell her it's for me.
But this is so out of the blue. She's going to be suspicious. You and Jamie having a fight? Because I know this whole thing, it's going to escalate, and then I'm going to get in trouble.
You're not going to get in trouble. Just ask her.
All right. Fran!
Yes?
Why does Jamie do it for our Gantz?
Why?
In case it ever comes up.
Same thing I used to do.
Same thing that Fran used to do.
Who are you talking to?
Nobody.
Is that Paul?
No.
Who is it?
Paul.
Let me talk to Ryan.
Ryan, I suggest you run away as soon as possible. Come on, Ricky, my wife's assistant, so that makes you my assistant-in-law. Come on, work with me on this. You gotta know the name of the account.
You should be ashamed of yourself.
Back off. What do you mean you can't release that kind of info? I'm gonna go up there. I'm gonna hit this guy. How big are you? Really? All right, Rick. Well, listen, thanks.
You know, that's the same mistake Orson Welles made with Rita Hayworth. He didn't take an interest.
So now you're gonna tell me you knew Orson Welles?
As much as any man could. I remember saying to him, Orson, a marriage is more important than a montage. Rita's needy and she's getting restless.
So what, you know everything that your wife does at work, right?
Well, I know enough to fake it. You don't even know that much.
You want to cue up the end of the film?
Oh.
Just one more time, for fun. Humor me.
George Steinbrenner. Bless his heart. For my 50th anniversary with the New York Yankees, he gave me this brand new Toyota Camry there. It's standing right over there. You see the license plate? Nuts. One. What a guy.
I still say we should have cut it. I mean, why should we spread rumors that George Steinbrenner's a nice guy?
It's a little sentimental, but listen, you know, that's what PBS wants. Stace, what do you think?
You really want to know?
No, go ahead.
I think you're a lousy husband.
About the film.
Oh, I think you sold out.
Go back to the marriage thing, then.
Hello, Buckman Films. It's PBS. I'm sorry, he's on the other line with the Coast right now, mate.
Go help somebody else's career. Al, how you doing?
Scorsese's holding on line 3.
Uh-huh. Right, yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
No, I understand. Yeah, it was just a little piece we had. I thought maybe if you could use it, but... No hard feelings at all. I appreciate it. Okay. Right.
You know what PBS stands for? Pretentious, boring snobs.
Maybe the day will get better. Maybe your wife will blow that account.
Boy, if she would do that for me, that would be great. Who says I'm a bad husband? You see, we got the flowers and the champagne. That's if she gets the account. Now, in case she blew it, we got Maalox and a little Tylenol. Then we got Haagen-Dazs, which frankly could go either way.
I did it. I won!
So, did you get the account?
I blew Shapiro and Cahill out of the water. Go back to Boston, you slime balls.
You know what I like about you? You don't gloat. Congratulations.
Oh, they're beautiful.
Yeah, well, they'll grow.
No, they're perfect. And I deserve them!
No.
All right, enough about me. I won! Okay, how was your day?
I had a really nice Reuben sandwich for lunch. Lean, very lean.
Did you hear from PBS?
Yeah, they passed. Well, let me tell you about this Reuben.
I'm sorry.
Hey, it happened. So you pulled it off. That's so great. Tell me everything.
Oh, it's just an account, really. Tell me about your Reuben.
Honey, don't do that. Just tell me.
No, I'm serious. It's no big deal.
Remember, we knew you were.
She's a mogul.
Oh, no, can you help me? It's just another account.
Are you kidding? I am so proud of
this
you.
This is so fantastic. I mean, the thing is that Fran spent 3 years trying to land that account. 3 years and nothing. And then, boom, Jamie waltzes in and bingo. And I mean, the ironic thing is that Jamie starts out as Fran's assistant. And then all
Sucky.
Of
a Get me a drink.
What do you feel like?
Anything. Just go.
Snooki's in trouble.
Not if I get the drink right.
We are so happy for you. I went crazy at table.
Out of control.
Oh, boy, a party.
Oh, honey, I'm sorry. Are you okay?
I'm fine.
Good, because I feel like partying. I want!
Try to cheer up a little bit.
Oh, honey, come on. We're a team. We're like the Yankees. You strike out, but I hit a home run. Tomorrow, I'll strike out, and you'll hit a home run.
Then let's have the party tomorrow.
Forget it.
Here you go, sweetheart. How's this?
Wrong.
Didn't you said they'd give it to some guy?
Oh, that was just my bitter inner child talking.
Come on, let's eat.
Oh. Hey. What's with you?
Nothing. PBS passed on my film.
Oh, God, it's terrible.
I had my hopes up.
Always a mistake.
Now I'm depressed.
Welcome to my world, Paul. How do you like it?
Not so much. But it's all right. I'm gonna bounce back.
No, you won't. Not at first.
No, I'm saying eventually.
No. First, you start to obsess, okay? And then the more you obsess, the more you relive it until one day you wake up, you realize you haven't been out of bed in a month.
Oh, God.
I have so much pain inside me that I can cry at will.
You're in therapy, right?
Oh, yeah.
Honey, what are you doing?
I'm making crushed ice for the party.
For a half hour?
Well, I'm making it from scratch.
Honey, come join us.
I'm fine. Just go back to the party.
It's not a party.
Limbo! Where's the broom? Limbo! There's the broom. How low can you go? How low can you go?
Well, I brought you a little present.
What is this for?
It's to celebrate our success. I couldn't have done it without you.
You... Wow. A Yankee program.
From the 1956 World Series. It's autographed.
No kidding. Best wishes, Ethel Merman.
She sang the national anthem that day. What, don't you like it?
It's, thank you. No, it's great.
What?
It's nothing. It's
what? Tell me.
Nothing. It's just every time I look at that now, see, I'm gonna be reminded of my failure.
Why can't you let it remind you of my success?
Because your success reminds me of my failure.
You're welcome.
I know you didn't mean to be insensitive.
And I know you didn't mean to be a sulky, whiny baby.
There's a gynecologist limboing in your living room.
We're celebrating. I got that big account I was working on.
Computron? All right! Dimple! How come you didn't tell me about this? How big a bonus are we talking here?
Big.
Hey, Selby, did I mention on the phone to you that PBS passed on my film and I'm having a sucky day?
That's what's perfect about you guys. You drop the ball, she picks it up, and she scores.
And they're even getting me a Stairmaster for my new office.
Great. You'll be more successful and have a tighter butt than me. I hate you.
No explanation. They just said, sorry, it's not for us. You know what I say? I say, the hell with PBS. Yeah, they can forget about my pledge next year. Let them keep their lousy tote bag. You know, Mark, you're my only friend.
Really?
Want to have lunch tomorrow? I had a big Reuben sandwich today, and I'm going to savor that for a while.
I understand. How about dinner?
No. I want to show you something, and I want your honest opinion.
1961.
Oh, look at that face. Oh, that guy is a find.
they call him Vacky.
Just Vacky?
Just Vacky. But, I mean, look at him.
Oh, I mean, how could you not love a face like that?
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, that face, that's baseball and
exactly.
Peanuts and Americana. Fran, come over here. Take a look at this.
Look, see the way the shadows, they fall across left field like that?
Oh, very arty. I can't believe the schmoes didn't love this. I am writing a letter.
You know, we should really go out and celebrate tomorrow.
How about lunch?
The Russian tea room?
Well, I don't want to have tea for lunch.
They have food, Selby.
Yeah,
it's a big, fancy restaurant.
Got to wear a tie?
They'll give you one.
Cool.
So we really on...
Selby, get over here. Paul needs you.
Hey, what do you think Mom is going to say?
That's wonderful, darling. When are you and Paul going to have kids?
You're probably right.
I am right. I already talked to her. That's what she said.
I think maybe we should go talk to Paul.
In case you haven't noticed, everyone in this room is talking to Paul.
Well, he's sad.
Well, I'm happy.
Then let's go cheer him up.
I can't believe that they pass up Vacky for Alistair Cook.
Oh, like anybody watches that British malarkey.
Right?
Lousy sconeheads.
Life is so unfair.
Nobody ever gets what they deserve.
I do.
Does anybody want any more pate?
Ah, who can eat?
Hey, you guys, I have a great idea. Let's jump in a couple of cabs and go christen my new office. The view at night is amazing.
It's kind of late.
I'm telling you, Paul, all great artists go through this. They only appreciate you after you're dead.
Yeah, see, you got something to look forward to.
Have you seen this movie? Paul, you are brilliant. Jamie, tell Paul he's brilliant.
You're brilliant.
See?
Paul? Paul?
I'm up, and I'm interested.
It's too late.
Hey, don't ever do that again.
What?
I was worried sick.
Must be why you dozed off.
Where the hell were you?
Went up to my new office.
How was it?
Big and empty. How was your defeat party?
Lousy. Selby left, and then Fran lectured, and your sister binged and moaned, and... Sunday, he asked me what I'm doing.
I have to play golf with Mark and two obstetricians.
See? God punished you.
It's all right. I deserved it. I was unsupportive and selfish and... You reward this kind of behavior?
What do you think I was doing all day? Sitting in my office wondering if PBS was gonna buy your peanut movie?
Yeah, it's not the same, no. I mean, if I were you, I wouldn't have come back tonight.
Oh, come on.
I'm serious. You should have just left me.
Stop it.
I mean, I took a glorious day in your life and I shattered it.
Yes, you did.
I mean, that's worse than if I were having an affair.
To me, it's not.
You really should never let me treat you like that again.
You're forgiven.
I mean, because you know what? I mean,
You're forgiven.
I'm really sorry.
I got it. You know, when I was single, I got to be happy whenever I was happy. And I guess now I only get to be happy during that subset of times when you're happy, too.
I'm always happy with you. Even when I'm miserable.
So I'm confused. Now, are we happy or not?
Overall, yes. I missed you today.
I missed you, too. You want to show me your film?
Stop. You've seen it a million times.
I know, and I love it, especially the ending.
I changed the ending. Well, let me show you.
Lou Gehrig's wife came to every game. He was the luckiest man on the face of the earth.
Nah, the second luckiest.